This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The silver lining in dairy's dark cloud may be that no one sees a silver lining. That according to FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski. He talks with Lee Milkey about that and why the block barrel price spread matters. Lee?
Dave, there's a concern of instability among cheesemakers over the barrel price frequently being above the block price. Why is that, and what difference does that really make?
We've had a lot of back and forth this year, Lee, on the barrel block spread, and it depends on who you talk to, what kind of difference it makes, and whether it's a good or a bad thing. But ultimately, if you're a block manufacturer out there, you're paying a Class 3 milk price, and you're selling a block price. So the Class 3 is comprised of both barrels and block prices. And if you've got a barrel price like last week over 10 cents higher than the block price, then all of a sudden your cost of milk is more expensive and you've got to turn around and sell a block price. So that's one of the issues. But really, the natural spread should be that blocks are about 3 to 5 cents above barrels.
So let's look at the market and where we go from here. We talked with Jerry Dreyer a little bit last week and asked if there was a silver lining in the dark cloud. He says he didn't see any. Do you agree?
So that's probably the silver lining, is that nobody sees a silver lining. But we're not seeing gangbusters milk production. We have milk production in certain milk sheds in this country, so we seem to think that we've got all this milk, but we're running 1 to 1.5% growth. That's not gangbusters, and we're going to be taking cows off BST all the way through the first half of next year. I do think that could impact things, and certainly you have the outlying weather impacts that could be there, but I think ultimately the key point here is demand has been good, both domestic and export, and I expect that to continue as we work our way into 2018.
Dave, some comments on last Tuesday's global dairy trade turning around and the dairy products report.
GDT, I mean, the only thing that I thought that was real interesting on that was that the AMF anhydrous milk fat price was basically flat, and your butter price was down 11%. So these are both fat products, and there was a divergence. So is AMF right? Is butter right? I'm not sure. The U.S. butter market seems to be holding in there around the 230 level. So I think that's a good thing. The spot market's a little bit below that, but next year's futures are around 230, and I think that's probably an adequate price for the moment. As far as the dairy products report is, no major surprises there. I would call it, you know, maybe a little bit bullish on the dry whey side of things, slightly bullish on cheese versus our expectations, but ultimately a kind of a non-event report.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Now we're joined by John Holyvoat, Director of Government Affairs with the Dairy Business Association, working on issues that the dairy industry is concerned, based in Wisconsin, where there's a lot of support for the dairy industry.
I think they absolutely are. Not that we don't have our own challenges here and opponents or activist groups that certainly cause us problems. At the same time, I think the vast majority of the public is very supportive of dairy and of agriculture in our state. And so we're fortunate to have that. One of the struggles that we face, and it's faced elsewhere too, is making sure we try to reconnect with people as much as possible. Increasingly, people are 1, 2, 3 or more generations removed from ag. So they may have a vague sense that they like what we do. They have this pride about being the dairy state, but they may not really understand much about modern ag. So we have to try to make that accessible to them so that they don't feel threatened by anything that we're doing, and hopefully continue to be supportive, both quietly and also loudly when we need their help to impact regulatory changes and things like that to help dairy farmers be successful here.
And working in Wisconsin, you're working with dairy farms of all sizes and the support they need to thrive in the state's economy, communities, and food chain.
Sure. So we help members who are maybe going through a permitting process or something where they're having an environmental review just to make sure that they have all the tools they need to be as successful as possible. Sometimes that does involve public relations work. Sometimes it also involves pure advocacy on our part. So we were formed as an advocacy group. We have a great organization here already in the state called the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, and that's our educational organization for dairy farmers, our professional development organization. But there hadn't been a group that was really focused on policy and trying to promote good public policy for dairy farmers. We filled that role, and we continue to be actively engaged in that today.
That's John Holyvoat, Director of Government Affairs with the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.